All right, welcome back. It is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. And before the top of the hour, we visited with Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, who just this morning was named the CEO of NCBA. So congrats to Colin. And now we bring on from the North Dakota Stockmen's Association, Executive Vice President Julie Ellingson. Hello, Julie.
Good afternoon.
Hey, pretty good news for our mutual friend Colin Woodall this morning.
Yeah, that's right. We certainly have had a chance to work alongside Colin on a lot of different issues over the years, and certainly he's a guy who understands beef industry issues and not only talks the talk but walks the walk, and I think he'll do a great job providing leadership at the national level.
Yeah, when I'm inside, he's always got his hat off because he's a gentleman, but when we're outside, he's always got his hat on. So
that's right.
He's a cowboy. So, all right, well, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association gathering, let's see, it's the 90th annual. It's a big deal. It's the 90th starts tomorrow.
That's right. Yeah, that's a pretty big birthday, and we're looking forward to celebrating with many of our members and our allied industries over the next couple of days.
Everybody's going to the Grand Hotel. Now, this probably is not the number one order of business, but let's mention it here before we run out of time. I think it's Saturday night, you will announce the winner of the Stockman's Photo Contest.
Yeah, actually Saturday morning, but we always look forward to that. Members contribute pictures that they snap all throughout the year, and it really is a wonderful showcase of the beautiful scenery and the wonderful cattle that are raised here in North Dakota. And so a lot of quality photos and some great talent, and really a great way that we can help tell agriculture's story through the lens and through those pictures that are submitted.
Yeah, social media and visualization and all that, pretty important stuff to like you say, tell the story to the folks who, maybe they don't grill steaks every night, but they have to understand that raising cattle is a lifestyle.
That's right, and also just having an understanding of the steps that it takes to produce that beef and to care for the animals and create a connection with our consumers and a better understanding of what it is that we do and why. It's so important to not only to our industry, but to the economy.
All righty. Well, like you mentioned, the photo contest winner may be not the number one item of business. Number two, but I learned something while looking at your agenda. I didn't know Jason Zahn was a golfer.
Well, we aren't sure he is, but we'll find out.
He's just in charge of the golf tournament, though. Huh?
No, he is. He actually is a golfer. We have a nice group assembled of cowboy golfers every year, and I think they have a lot of fun. And, yeah, there's quite a bit of talent there, surprisingly, maybe. And so it'll be a fun way to kick off for some of our members and before we roll up our sleeves and get to the meat and potatoes of the convention, which is the policy work and the educational speakers and such that we provide throughout the course of the weekend.
Right. And just to encourage everybody to be there, is Jennifer Houston, she was invited, is she going to be able to be there?
She is. She is. She and Dr. Eric Berg, certainly a meat scientist guru across the nation that's right here from NDSU in North Dakota, are going to tackle the topic of fake meat. They're going to be looking at that particular issue from two different vantage points. One, in Eric's case, that the science behind that, so we have a better understanding of what this product is and how authentic beef stacks up and how we can tell that story to consumers. And from the perspective of Jennifer, she'll bring an update on the politics of this alternative product and the steps that the Stockmen's Association and its partners have worked to assure that there is an appropriate regulatory framework. So we're able to protect our nomenclature, and we're also able to protect consumers so they have the information they need to make an informed decision about what it is that they're buying at the grocery store.
Yeah, for sure. Or at Burger King or wherever these impossible burgers and plant-based burgers are being sold. But now that the dust is settling and the initial hoopla is getting over with, it seems like there's a lot of processing and salt and other stuff that's going into these plant-based burgers.
You know, that's the case, and there's also kind of look at that fake meat issue from two perspectives. There's the plant-based products that are already on the marketplace and popping up, as you mentioned, at some retail outlets and such. But there also is an emerging product, the cell-cultured protein. while that's not readily available yet in the commercial market, it's something that we're anticipating. And our goal all along, again, through policy passed by our members years ago, is to make sure that those products are accurately labeled and they're not able to masquerade as something that they're not. We think in the beef industry, we've got a great story to tell. We've got a great product. We can be competitive, but it's important that, again, we have a level playing field and that these other products aren't able to camouflage themselves and mislead consumers into pretending that they're something that they're not.
For sure. Yeah, because labeling is something that the, well, I'll say it because maybe you would rather not, is that the FDA has not been up to speed on, and the dairy industry is really playing catch up because of all of the, well, the milk out there, whether it's almond or, you know, and our good friends in the soy industry. But that's just, it didn't come from a cow, and they can call it milk. So we've got to be able to, like you said, labeling is very important with these cell-cultured proteins that are coming.
Yeah, that's right. And I think the example that you cite is a very poignant one. Again, the number of years that went before the agency even responded. And that's why we were really engaged in the process all along to make sure that USDA and FDA had a place in this regulatory environment, because there's some advantages that USDA has in terms of pre-approving labels that FDA does not. And hopefully we can learn a few lessons, again, from the unfortunate situation that our dairy friends are in, and make sure that we can do it right from the forefront, so we don't have to backpedal and try to correct a problem.
Yeah, well, for all of the producers who are, well, maybe they're not convention goers, this year, it might be the year that you ought to be there, because you'll be talking about all of these emerging problems and all of these issues. Plus, you had the fire down in Holcomb, Kansas that turned the market upside down. Protecting your investment panel discussion starts tomorrow at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon.
Yes, as you mentioned, the market situation is certainly the issue that's top of mind all across the countryside. Every high school football game, auction market cafe, everywhere you go, that is what livestock producers are concerned about. Of course, our association's been very engaged, trying to respond to the situation, get some answers for our members who are concerned and watch their market plummet basically overnight and continuing to drop. And so what we're doing is not only engaging some federal agencies and encouraging the investigation that's ongoing and other steps, but also trying to provide some educational resources for our members to put them in the best possible position that they can be. Our convention program over the next couple days will include a Protecting Your Investment panel discussion, and that really looks at kind of the issues that we've seen pop up here over the last couple of months or last year or so in this region related to livestock fraud, some significant theft cases, and we've armed a group of panelists, experts in areas that can tell us not only about some protections that are already in place, but also some reminders and advice about some best management practices when you're getting into a share deal or a lease deal or maybe contracting calves in a retained ownership kind of scenario, or lots of different aspects to make sure that what is yours continues to be yours.
For sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, I just put an exclamation point to that. In the news just yesterday now, the South Dakota feedlot operator gets 180 days in jail because of a bad check charge in a cattle fraud case. So that sentence, I think, will be served in North Dakota.
Yeah, heartbreaking. And again, what those victims have gone through and what that has meant for their families and their legacy ranches is heartbreaking.
Yeah.
So we want to give people the tools that they need to put themselves in the best position to protect themselves. And again, knowing what the situation is in the market, hopefully that can help them, again, protect all that is theirs. And we'll have a chance also to learn hopefully a little bit more, and hopefully there's some light at the end of the tunnel when we hear from the Cattle Facts analyst Troy Applehands on Friday morning. Again, we know what we've seen the last several weeks and even throughout the summer. Hopefully he can shed a little light on where we've been and have some information that will help us plan for what might lie ahead.
For sure. All right. Well, you got LMA, the Livestock Marketing Association, Cattle Facts. You got the USDA's Animal Plant Health Inspection Service folks coming. Jennifer Houston's coming. All kinds of good people. Boy, this is a 90th annual convention and trade show. You've kind of busted all the you're busting at the seams with experts at this year's convention.
Yeah, well, we wanted to make sure that we covered all the issues that are at the top of mind for cattlemen and women across North Dakota. We think we've assembled a pretty powerful lineup of experts so we can learn from them and the information that they have to share. And they also can learn from us, providing an opportunity to give feedback on some of these critical issues and hopefully set the direction for, you know, positive future here in the North Dakota beef industry.
Okay, it's at the Grand Hotel starting tomorrow in Minot. And registration at the door, or do they have to pre-register?
You know what, we took pre-registration, but we also take them at the door. And knowing what the weather is like this year, even if there's only a day that a person can sneak away, we will make sure that we make it worth your while and you can register right on site.
Awesome. All righty. Well, Julie, have lots of fun, and I know it's a busy, busy time, so thanks for taking the time to be with us on the radio promoting the 90th annual North Dakota Stockmen's Association and Trade Show. This is Stockmen's Country, the theme of this year's convention. So, again, have lots of fun, and thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity.
You're welcome.